walking through these gates.
Mama.
And working out in these beautiful fields with stallions, mares, and foals.
Come on, Saga. You got a date. Let's go.
It's what they've been doing on a daily basis for decades here at Country Life Farm in Bel Air.
This is Saga Moon. She's a stakes-winning Malibu Moon mare that we raced in partnership and then retired from the track and have bred her now.
But it isn't every day owners Mike and Josh Pons and their team here at this legendary Maryland thoroughbred breeding farm do it, knowing they are just days away from seeing Orb, the offspring of one of their own horses, Malibu Moon, running on racing's biggest stage.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we clean these stalls every day and lead these mares and foals up and down the hills, and to have a horse like that, that makes it all worthwhile.
You know, the Derby is everybody's holy grail. It's like the Oscars, and it's just something that you dream about.
And they're off in Derby 138.
We own a quarter of Malibu Moon, and he's the sire of Orb. He stands in Kentucky, but he started here. It's a phenomenal long shot, makes good story, and we're all proud of the fact that we got him started here.
I'm Ellen Pons. We've been proud of Malibu Moon, you know, ever since he hit it big moving down to Kentucky, and I think we root for every one of his horses, so it's just fabulous to have a colt there.
They're off in the Besselou Stables Florida Derby.
Thanks in part to Orb's winning streak heading into Saturday's Run for the Roses, Malibu Moon is the leading sire in North American earnings this year.
And Orb and John Velasquez have won the Besselou Stables Florida Derby.
My name's Jacob Roberts. I'm an exercise rider here. We're all cheering him on. We're hoping he can get it done. Everybody kind of comes together. We're rooting for one horse. You can see the difference in attitude change as the race comes closer.
Boy. Oh, boy. I help here for first thing in the morning, pick the horses. After that, we started making the stalls, grooming them.
What was it like working with Malibu Moon here at the farm?
I like too much because he was the best stallion here when he was here, the best one.
How exciting now is it to know that one of his siblings is going to be racing in the Kentucky Derby? Thrilling?
Oh, I'm so excited whenever he has son for Malibu Moon in races in Kentucky Derby. Everybody excited, screaming, oh, wow, I hope he's winning.
Malibu Moon, boy, I tell you what, I'd love to have enough money to have a nice mare to breed that horse. He's dynamite.
And he should know. That's legendary track announcer Dick Woolley, who called the Preakness for the last three Triple Crown winners and who stopped by Country Life Farm ahead of the Derby this week.
Anytime you can get a horse that can run in the Derby, the Preakness, or the Belmont and do well, it's good in anybody's hands, but especially in the hands of the Ponds. Boys who do a great job. Family, it's really hallowed, so to speak, in this area, and they're really doing a great job.
My name is Christy Holden. I guess you'd consider me broodmare manager. I feel like I've been here forever. Because we fold a cigar here, it just makes you think you never know where the next one could come from. And you look at every one of these babies and just wonder what could be.
Mike and I like to tag team a little bit. So he's going to make the trip to Kentucky with our older brother, Andrew. And I'm going to hang here and just, you know, enjoy the day and try not to think about the Derby till they go in the starting gate.
It's really exciting. It's like Christmas, first Saturday of May. And then Preakness comes in behind that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be coming back here and we'll have a bigger story about it.
With the Pons family and their team here at Country Life Farm in Bel Air. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.